Hi, this is not financial advice, nor should it be taken as financial advice. This is educational and entertainment purposes only. Money journey update, early 2022. Hi there, my name is Tara Barrow, and welcome to another episode of the Rising Tide podcast, where I, Tara, share with you my learnings from experience, reading, podcast. With you, and you could choose to listen to it, apply it, or completely ignore it. Today, I am doing an update on my money journey as the last 6 months have been happening on multiple levels. I have used everything that I've been reading on for the last 5 prior years because I've only started my money educational journey then, really. And I've put it into action over the last 6 months. So I'm going to do a wrap up of everything that happened since then. When I started my full-time job in June, I started with budgeting very vigorously again, because there was a lot of things going on, from loan repayments, to just living in Hong Kong and just figuring things out, and also wanting to invest at the same time. It was something I was very conscious about. I didn't want to push off the investing. I wanted to create a habit, and habit is repetition. It's not perfection, but it's also starting with a smaller amount. So that's what I was focusing on. At the end of December 2022, I did a beginning of the budgeting for early 2022. Sorry, at the end of December 2021, I did a budgeting for 2022, where I went over my budget that I had before. And as things have evolved a little bit, things need to shift. Something interesting happened when I was doing the budgeting. I felt empowered. It's a short thing. I just felt empowered, really empowered, as I am putting together financial goals for things for me to do in 6, 7, 8 months' time. And I'm looking forward to this. And what is the budgeting allowing me to? It's allowing me to dream bigger. A quick side note, I've listened to this and I didn't used to believe it, but discipline allows freedom. And I'll give you an example for the budgeting. So, because I have a discipline on my budgeting, I know where I'm spending money. I've also allowed myself to spend a little bit extra on things that I want to spend so that when something comes along, I'm just like, yeah, I can spend it. So, I have the freedom to spend on those things because I've given myself a budget to be free with it. But I've also planned for everything that needs to be included in there. So that felt really empowering to do the budgeting. Second thing was I completed one loan repayment that was going on for 6 months, and that felt amazing. It was quite a big chunk. I was paying it first thing at the beginning of the month, so then the budget was set for the rest of the month, and it was very rewarding. I did a mini celebration dance like I like to. To do a wrap up. A couple more to go, but one down. So that was really cool. So the budgeting for 2022, what I'm including is goals, big goals. I am using an online banking app, and actually on the app, I can have little goals where I put money on there to save for it. And I love it because I have a goal amount. And I'm putting amount of money monthly in there, and I can see the increase, and it feels good. Also, that account has tiny interest payment, which is way better than my traditional banking interest that the money sits in there. So I'm happy about that as well. And so I see it growing, and it's a special account for that goal. So I'm not touching that money for anything else. So, budgeting for expenses, which is your regular rental, utility bills, visa bills, anything that's recurring from my Audible subscription, Spotify, and so on. And also budgeting for the repayments as this is still going on. One note about your bank accounts. do your own research. Again, this is not financial advice, nor should be taken in. This is my personal experience of like asking questions and figuring out how everything works. I am very curious and I will ask questions. And I will ask questions where I see things that make no sense to me. And I'll ask, like, sorry, can you clarify, please? Because it doesn't make any sense. So in my traditional bank, what I mean traditional is like your big corporate banks that exist. Standard Chartered, HSBC, I'm based in Hong Kong, so DBS and all that type of banking. Then the new type of banking that's coming up is online banking, where you don't actually have to go to a bank physically, and the limitation on online banking are a lot less than the traditional banking, and I will come to that shortly. So my traditional bank was charging me 200 Hong Kong dollars on a 400 overseas transaction fee that I automated. That's half the price. It was completely ridiculous. I was really annoyed with that, and I was like, I've got to find another way. I wanted to automate that payment, as this is a monthly payment, but a 50% fee on that payment is absolutely ludicrous. So that annoyed me, first of all. And then I heard about another bank that didn't do any fees transfer for overseas payment again. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me inquire, how much is it to open a bank account? Again, in Hong Kong dollars. I went there, and the minimum to open a bank account in that bank is 200,000 Hong Kong dollars. It's Hong Kong dollars, yeah? That's the minimum. You have another account for 1 million Hong Kong dollars. And I was like, no thanks. That's a minimum to open a bank account. So just to give you, I'll tell you what I've done instead. But the reason why traditional banking system want that money into your account to open a bank account is the banks make money on the money you deposit on the bank account. You get tiny little interest, but they get massive interest because the money you put onto your bank account, they actually loan out to other people who ask for a loan from them. And then they can loan that amount, I believe today is up to 11 times. So I don't know if you remembered, again, a bit of European mindset, but in 2008-ish, when Greece, people were rushing to the banks and the banks closed the doors because they couldn't give the money to the people. It's because they didn't have the money, because banks loan that money over and over again. So actually the money you have in your bank accounts, you don't actually, like, if everybody went to the bank to get out the money at the same time, there wouldn't be enough. So they make money on the money you put into your bank account. Again, do your research, look it up. There is a really good YouTube video from Ray Dalio called How the Economic Machine Works. And I will link on the show notes for that and have a look at that. And that is a fascinating worldview on how the traditional financial banking system economic machine works. So what I did instead was go for an online bank. With the online bank, I can open a bank account without a minimum amount on the bank account. There's possibility to do a debit card and a credit card. Credit card, watch out. I only spend the money that I have. I am in process of repaying loans, and once those are done, I'm only going to be spending money that I have. Because, yeah, you can easily go yourself under credit cards. So just do your own research, know what you're capable of, know what you can sort of manage and sort things out. Also, if you're late on a repayment on a credit card, it's a lot of money. So be smart about it, read up, do your research, and know what you can allow yourself to do. Yeah, what else? Oh, yeah, I can do OtoPay, which I can do with my traditional banking. I also receive cashback when I spend. And the interest on the money that sits on my bank account is way higher than... way higher. It's still a tiny little portion, but it's still way higher than my traditional banking system. So to wrap up, I did the budgeting for 2022, and going through my finances felt empowering because I knew what I was going to do and I could look forward into the future. I completed my first loan repayment, which felt amazing. I budgeted for my goals, expenses, and repayment, which goes with the empowering feeling. And I opened up a online bank account, which makes me a lot more satisfied than my traditional banking. That's a personal choice. Do your own research. Please be smart. Do not take this as a one-off advice. You might find something that works way better for you. Figure that out for yourself. I have done the research for myself, and I know what I've done for myself. And now that I'm done rambling, thank you so much for listening all the way. If you like this episode, or if you've taken anything away, please do share with somebody else. Financial education is super important to me because we all touch money on for everything, every single day. And yet, you can know so little about it, and that surprises me so much. And I want to change that. Because once you know what you can do with money, you can plan for your goals, for what you truly want, and you can design the life you want to live on your own term, which feels so empowering. So that's why I'm sharing everything else. Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, if you want to know when the next episode comes out, sign up to my newsletter, where you can find on my website at tarabarrow.com, T-A-R-A-B-A-R-O-T.com. Thank you. Bye.